Chapter 49. On the Keeping of Lent. The life of a monk ought always to be a Lenten observance. However, since such virtue is that of few, we advise that during these days of Lent he guard his life with all purity, and at the same time wash away during these holy days all the shortcomings of other times. This will then be worthily done if we restrain ourselves from all vices. Let us devote ourselves to tearful prayers, to reading and compunction of heart, and to abstinence. During these days, therefore, let us add something to the usual amount of our service, special prayers, abstinence from food and drink, that each one offer to God with the joy of the Holy Ghost, of his own accord, something above his prescribed measure, namely, let him withdraw from his body somewhat of food, drink, sleep, speech, merriment, and with the gladness of spiritual desire await Holy Easter. Let each one, however, make known to his abbot what he offereth, and let it be done with his approval and blessing, because what is done without permission of the spiritual father will be imputed to presumption and vainglory, and not to merit. Therefore, let all be done with the approval of the abbot. Chapter 50. Of brethren who work a long distance from the oratory or are on a journey. The brethren who are at work too far away and cannot come to the oratory at the appointed time, and the abbot hath assured himself that such is the case, let them perform the work of God in the fear of God and on bended knees where they are working. In like manner, let those who are sent on a journey not permit the appointed hours to pass by, but let them say the office by themselves as best they can, and not neglect to fulfill the obligation of divine service. Chapter 51. Of the brethren who do not go very far away. A brother who is sent out on any business and is expected to return to the monastery the same day may not presume to eat outside, even though he be urgently requested to do so, unless, indeed, it is commanded him by his abbot. If he act otherwise, let him be excommunicated. Chapter 52. Of the Oratory of the Monastery. Let the oratory be what it is called, and let nothing else be done or stored there. When the work of God is finished, let all go out with the deepest silence, and let reverence be shown to God, that a brother who perhaps desireth to pray, especially by himself, is not prevented by another's misconduct. But if perhaps another desireth to pray alone in private, let him enter with simplicity and pray, not with a loud voice, but with tears and fervor of heart. Therefore, let him doth not say his prayers in this way, not be permitted to stay in the oratory after the work of God is finished, as we said, that another may not be disturbed.